Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season. The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves. A multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Part 3.
Andrew and I spent the day of Jesus' baptism with him.
You came seeking truth, and here it is, standing in your midst. The kingdom of heaven is near. Prepare your hearts, for the time of God's favor has come.
John, your faithfulness has prepared the way. You have fulfilled your calling with courage. What you started in the wilderness, I will now carry into every town and heart, from the river to the cross and beyond.
And it did not take us long to be convinced that this carpenter from Nazareth was the Messiah. Andrew was so excited that when we returned to Capernaum, he immediately went to find his brother, Simon.
Slow down, Andrew. You could have hurt yourself, or one of us, the way you came through that door.
Simon, listen, we have found him. Not another prophet, not another teacher, the one, the Messiah. Andrew, how many times, how many voices have called you from the shore? How many wild-eyed preachers have set your heart on fire? Only to leave it smoldering in the end. You thought John was Elijah, the one to make the way straight. You followed him into the desert, drank his words like rain, and now this man, another teacher, another voice in the wind.
Not another Simon.
The only the Baptist himself turned when he saw him. His voice caught like a reed in the river. The Lamb of God, he whispered, and I knew. I walked beside him, I spoke his name aloud, and it filled the air like something heavy, something holy. He looked at me, Simon, not past me, not through me, at me, as if he had always known me. And what did he say? Did he promise swords and thrones? Did he tell you the Romans would fall, that the kingdom would rise before the next harvest? No, he only asked, what do you seek? And when we answered, he said, come and see. And we did, Simon. We stayed, we listened. I cannot explain it, only everything was different when I left, as if the world shifted, but only I had noticed. Come and see, come and see. Come and see, come and see, come and see.
Simon, this is him, the one we have been waiting for.
What's so special about this man? He's a Galilean just like us.
You are Simon, son of John.
I am, and you are.
Simon, what's the matter with you? This is Jesus, the one I told you about.
You will be called Cephas.
Cephas?
It means rock.
I know what the word means.
A rock, Simon. Strong, unshaken. Maybe not a rock, Jesus. How about a pebble?
A rock, you say?
Yes, you may not see it now, but you will.
You, my friend, have a new name now.
Now a new creation in Christ.
few weeks later, we were on the Sea of Galilee, working on our boats, mending our nets. It was a late morning on a glorious spring day, and we're in an upbeat mood.
The waves may dance, the storms may roar, yet the sea provides forevermore. A lifeline strong, a trade so true, Galilee's heart beats in waters blue. This is the sea, this is the sea, its waters deep, its waves run free. This is Galilee, where fish abound, and sturdy boats with nets are found. Fishermen work through the night and bring in their catch in morning. Its waves run free. This is the sea, this is the sea, the mighty Galilee. This is the sea, this is the sea, its waters deep, its waves run free. This is the sea, this is the sea, the mighty Galilee.
This one's badly torn. John, James, both of you, come help with this section.
So, you returned late last night, again.
We were with the rabbi from Nazareth.
Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
Father, you should hear him speak. There's something different about him.
All this time with the Baptist, and now another teacher. When will you stop wandering off and do the work at hand?
Your brother has a point, John. These nets won't mend themselves.
John, there you are.
Andrew, Simon.
Hello there, you two. You're just in time to help us with these nets.
He's teaching again today, along the shore.
Now.
These nets must be ready by afternoon.
Zebedee, your son has found something of great value.
And what would that be, Simon?
The Messiah.
Not another one. There's a new Messiah every month these days.
He knew me, James, knew things he couldn't possibly know.
He called me Cephas the Rock, said I would be changed. I was skeptical at first, but I'll admit that there is something different about him.
James, you should come with us, just once. Listen to him.
What's that commotion?
He's coming. The teacher is coming.
May I use your boat to speak to the people?
Simon Peter nodded. Jesus stepped into his boat, and Peter pushed it slightly away from shore. The crowd settled along the shoreline as Jesus began to teach.
The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
As Jesus taught, we all forgot about repairing the nets and just listened transfixed.
The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind.
Finally, after the master was finished, he turned again to Peter.
Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
Master, we've worked all night and caught nothing.
Simon, maybe you should listen to him.
But at your word, I will let down the nets.
To be continued.